All right, welcome to Beers, Bourbon, and Banter, the podcast where every drink tells a story and every story is worth toasting to. I'm Nick, and I'm alongside with
Dan.
And together we're here to explore the fascinating world of craft beers and fine spirits. Also, we got alongside with us our good friend Greg. Greg, say hi.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. All right, so I don't know. What do you got here?
No, so let's talk about what happened last week. So last week we launched our first episode.
Last week's episode was actually really good. We had some good feedback. We had some people, listeners from the UK, New Zealand, a lot from the United States. So I think it's actually may work out for us. We have a decent crowd listening so far. We just figured out the whole social media thing. We set up our link tree. So now you can find us on, what do we got? We're on Amazon, Audible, we're on Spotify,
Apple.
We're on Apple, or Podbean. We're on several of them. Google Play, I think, right? Google Podcast, I think it is.
We set up the Instagram account. So do us a favor, find us on social media, Beers, Bourbon, and Banter.
Give us a like, give us a follow, and take a listen.
And spread the word.
Yeah, that's the number one thing. So I think tonight what we're going to talk about is just hanging out, having fun with friends. Having fun with friends. And just hanging out, having a good time with a few drinks, just having some laughs and enjoying the night.
All right, so what are you drinking tonight?
Tonight I'm going with a little Basil Hayden, stepping it up a little bit. So.
Which Basil Hayden?
Is that just the old Kentucky?
Kentucky straight bourbon
with straight bourbon. That's it. The old handsome with the copper belt buckle.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I am super impressed with their label and design setup. That's just like something when you look at it off the shelf, you're just like, I think I want that. I want that sitting on the shelf.
It's got the look, I would say, of a $100 bottle at a $50 price point. So it's actually pretty wild. Take a look at that, Greg. Not too shabby, right? Better belt buckle than I have in my closet. I'm not going to lie about that. Not that it's going to compare to mine. It's falling off. So what are you drinking over there, Nick?
I'm drinking the same thing you are. I took myself a pour.
All right.
Well, Greg, what do you got?
I have my wife's margarita.
How's that work?
Good. Casamigos, pineapple, lime juice. Some jalapeno.
You do with the fresh jalapenos on this one?
Yeah. They're actually soaking for about 3 weeks in the Casamigos.
Weeks?
Trying to take you out.
Went through the first time.
Life insurance is paid up. All right. So you guys have a couple more sips. We should make it through the
Does that make it? How spicy is it?
Not too spicy. I was expecting a little bit more, being that it's been soaking for so long, but...
Oh, my God. I mean, we were just talking about yesterday, right? The jalapeno from Mesquite.
The jalapeno one. They like, they muddle it in there. And
bulbs are like all tingling.
Yeah, it's my your lips are burning. I really don't enjoy it as much. It's a little rough going down. But there was actually a good one that I saw from one of the Instagram pages of Guy Fieri's son, Hunter Fieri. He actually made one with, turned out to be with the little cilantro he used in that fresh agave. So I'm thinking that may have to come in there.
No, was it Tanmore?
Yeah, it was actually pretty positive. That may be his father's brand. I'm not really positive about it, but big fan of Guy Fieri and Hunter Fieri, so I'm going to actually have to look into it a little more, see what they got. But the cilantro, I think, is going to make the difference in that, so we'll see how it tastes.
Maybe we'll tag you on the podcast. Yeah, you think it's going to throw us a little,
hey, what's up?
How
I feel about cilantro and my tequila. Well, I said the same thing about jalapenos in it, but it's now my new favorite thing. You know, the jalapenos give it a nice kick. I don't know about the cilantro taste.
All right. To each its own, I guess. I'll try it. Do you like cilantro and stuff? Like, do you like it on a taco?
Yeah, I like it on a taco. Okay.
No, well, some people, like, they have a sensitivity to it. It tastes like soap to some people.
I never thought of that.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a genetic thing or whatever, but for some people, cilantro tastes like soap and they can't eat it.
Yeah, no, so now you got me thinking that it tastes like soap.
Sure, Mike, so. Sorry, Mr. Fieri.
And it's still right.
He's ruined your bottle.
No. I'm still got the guy's stop. I think it was the cilantro that scared Greg.
Yeah, so one of the things I want to try in a little bit, we're going to move a little bit later, is I end up doing this bacon wash bourbon.
Ah, nice.
So I think we're going to try that later. We're going to have to try it straight, so we have to bust out the tasting glasses, see how it tastes straight, and then we'll make it old-fashioned with it and try the old-fashioned.
Right, I think we're going to have to give Greg, since he's not a real big bourbon guy, we'll just give him a little sip on the lips, wet the whistle, you know, make it feel good for tomorrow on a Sunday.
I had a bit bacon.
We're going to go with the White Castle one next week, Greg. You'll be good.
White Castle flavored bourbon.
It's soaked in the buns with the onions. You're right up your alley.
as all new meaning the Crave case.
I gotta tell you, a couple of weeks ago, I had a what's that peanut butter one? That peanut butter
Scribble. Was it chunky or creamy?
I gotta tell you, served at room temperature, it was absolutely delicious.
Really? It's the little things that you don't know that actually catch your interest. So now that you like that,
you don't find it too sweet.
I thought it was sweet, but again, at room temperature, you know, when it's not chilled, it's not as sweet. Mm. You know,
I like it. Jen makes a good mixed drink with it. She'll make like a not like a mudslide, but she'll make like a good drink with it. Right?
No, I'm
getting adds a good flavor to it.
Yeah, I just wanted to mix it around with some Smuckers and just, you know.
Actually, I think they make a peanut butter and jelly shot you can make with that.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know what they use. Maybe like a Chambord mix with it, like to get like a jelly.
You try that. I may have Chambord floating around. Actually, no, I got a lot of it. But we have the peanut butter and the old people in the family.
Oh.
Come over for that with dry martinis. So we have a couple different things. We could try absinthe one day. I don't know how long that episode will last, but we'll see how that goes.
What? Well, I don't like the good stuff. I have good stuff you buy here, but I mean, it makes it good when you do like the washed rim and you make a drink with it. One of those cocktails I was doing for my advent calendar was phenomenal.
Yeah, that's another thing you're going to have to get into. That'll be a good December episode. Every night.
25
nights of podcasts. So I don't know. What do you want to do first when you make it up? What do you want to go with? The bourbon you want to go first of your washing of maple syrup and all your other bacon.
Yeah, we'll do that in a little bit. I gotta finish mine. Did you already finish it now?
It's pretty thirsty. I'm not here looking at the margaritas that they got over there.
Well, that's probably gotta try the red one.
Yeah,
now I would have had my strawberry rosé syrup.
Oh, all right. I'm looking at that blue one next to it. I don't want to have that one yet, but
that's a good tip.
That's the go-to. Not gonna lie. But that's for tomorrow morning for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. That goes right in the cereal bowl?
Oh, might as well. Actually, the kid that actually gave us that great compliment with who I work with, he'll probably be listening to this too. He said that was his favorite breakfast treat was the milk stout. So yeah, with the cereal. So, Vin, that one's for you. Nice. So, I don't know, man. It's actually...
Did you see the picture I sent you earlier?
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't think Greg's...
That's why I popped it around.
So that's why he popped out. Check it out. Look at him, Greg.
Look at my new hairdo that happened to me earlier today. Look, around the other side.
Thanks for rolling. Sorry, you went on fire a little bit.
What the hell is that? What's it all about?
I singed my entire face.
That cooking pizza. That's the next drink we're going to be trying after the maple bacon.
Yeah.
Singed hair.
You don't notice that, man? Singed hair aroma coming off my body?
Yeah, cooking pizza in a pizza oven set his hair on fire.
So did you see the dough recipe I sent you?
No, I don't. Didn't get to it yet. I can't read.
Oh, my God. So I've been using the pizza oven. I had the Solo Stove?
Solo Stove.
Pie, which is freaking awesome. Wood burning, decently. A little hard to keep hot. You know, it's cold freezing outside. But I've been trying to get used to it. I can't make dough. I usually go to the store and buy it pre-made and let it warm up, and I'm not good at stretching it. I found a really good recipe on Instagram. Maybe I'll tag it in the podcast, figure out how to do that at some other point. But I made the dough today, and it came out freaking awesome. Like, only issue is I think I used expired yeast, so it didn't really rise. But the way it felt, the way that you were able to stretch out the dough, it was, like, on point. Like, it's definitely going to be my go-to. I just have to perfect it a little bit. So last time I made pizza, like last weekend, I burnt one of the things. Like, piece of the cheese fell off. It went right on the stove, and...
Set everything on fire.
Well, yeah, I had like this big blob just sitting on the stone, so I didn't clean it. So when I got the pizza oven hot, I scraped it all, and it got all ashy. Pushed it towards the back of the stove, or decided to go through it and try to blow the ash off the stone, push it off the back. Well, I guess because the back end was closed, as soon as I blew it, the fire totally backdrafted out of the pizza oven right onto my face. My eyebrows were all singed. My whole hairline was singed.
So I think what
my beard is already singed.
So from these episodes, like Greg didn't listen to last week's episode. Nick was telling us how we made beer, and he must have overpressurized it. It was filtering it, and it exploded and blew it all over the ceiling. He had from a white ceiling to a brown ceiling because there was beer everywhere.
And this episode,
now what I had his hair on fire. So I think what this may be a weekly occurrence. That's Nick. So I like this, you know.
Lovely. I didn't even think that.
Yeah, but there's a little touch of better. We'll see how this goes. It could be me.
But the pizza came out really good. That's the end of the story.
All right. That works.
Yeah. So that's, we'll look at perfecting that.
Nice. So what do you got, Greg? You got anything? Come on, you got something floating around. Jarring that memory of yours. I think Greg's a little shy right now. On,
all right, what are your tasting glasses?
All right, so the tasting glasses are right behind the boss.
All right, let's do the, we'll do the maple.
All right, let's do the maple. Greg, you just take a little burp.
Yeah, sure. All right, take it off my headset.
All right.
Told me that I'll mess anything up.
All right, you should be good. You got your mic on anyway as well.
Where are the tasting glasses?
They should be right next to your maple.
Oh, there's there. Right.
Serious. It went for great. So we'll go ahead and run out. So what we got here, Dick?
So this is actually, and nobody can feel the bourbon I was using. This is from Elijah. This is Elijah Craig I'm using.
All right, all right. Give Greg a tiny one.
Yeah, just give you just a scope.
Got to smell it first. You got to give it the nose.
We'll do just a little bit.
Yeah, we'll just do a touch for Chris.
So we'll make some old fashions with
the samples.
All right. So I haven't tried this yet, but I was following this recipe. This woman on Instagram I follow, her name is, on Instagram it is Savage Kitchen. So it's SAVIDGE.kitchen. She has a whole bunch of YouTube channels, and it was really cool. I was just Googling bacon washed bourbon, and her YouTube video popped up, and I was following it. Basically, it's pretty straightforward. You get some bacon grease that you cooked with prior, making sure it's still liquid. You pour like a tablespoon or two into a little bit of your bourbon, give it a good shake for a little bit, but you'll let it sit on the counter for a few hours, and then you put it in the freezer upside down, letting all the bacon grease re-solidify. The alcohol doesn't freeze. And then you can take it out quickly. I wrote through some cheesecloth just to get off any other little fractional bits of solid bacon grease and catch it. And then you have this nice, somewhat infused, I'm hoping, baking essence in the bourbon.
Oh, sounds quite interesting. I was getting a little worried then, Nick, when you said bacon washed bourbon. I was imagining you were washing raw bacon.
No.
Well, it's funny. I actually have, I have saved the leftover bacon grease that I was using with the bourbon that I now want to cook with and have like a bourbon-y bacon.
How about that's how you rub that on the pig when we have the pig roast in the summer? You lather the pig in a bacon bourbon rub.
I'm going to need a lot more bacon. All right, so we got a lot more grease.
6 months. All right, let's give it a whirl.
Nick's BLTs at work this week with a little kick tool.
Oh, so nice.
You definitely taste the bacon.
Holy. How's that? Oh, maybe you'll go with like a low-fat bacon or something.
Holy moly. So I definitely taste, it tastes like you're drinking bacon. You taste that salty, smoky. Yeah.
Holy moly.
Jesus Christ.
How you haven't have any eggs on you, would you?
Oh, wow. That's in the next bourbon that we're going to try.
A raw egg with a...
I'm going to make an old-fashioned like this and see how this comes out.
All right. Hit me up with the small one if that's what we're going to do. Do I need more glasses or am I going to run?
I'm just going to use what we have.
Yeah.
Basil egg. Definitely going to need some more ice, though.
Yeah, I bought a nice bucket down, so...
But that definitely tastes like bacon. That was definitely infused.
Yeah. You're finished the rest of the...
Definitely wouldn't drink it straight like we just did.
Yeah, it's almost got like, you got to make it like a candy bacon.
But I wonder now if, what happens if we do the old fashioned, we use your smoker a little bit, give it a little smokiness.
All right. So we could actually bust out the smoker. I actually have the smoker if you go under.
I see it.
Behind the Elijah Greg. Yeah.
All right.
So the green fairy. Well, in fact. All right,
you got mics. You want to try? Headset's coming off.
All right.
Give me your glass.
We'll do some ice cubes. So Elijah Craig, that is from...
Hold on a second, Greg. So the Basil Hayden, Greg, is what you want to try. This is actually a good beginner bourbon. Like if you want to
try...
I don't have you have a dry basin.
Nah.
We could give you a little sip. It's actually smooth. It's nothing that's going to scare you right off the bat. Got like a little cinnamon notes to it. Nothing...
Try to get back.
Oh my God. It's actually something decent. It's a good starter bourbon. Catch it like in the like $44 price range. You know, hang out with Nick, that'd be real quick.
All
right.
This is on the list about a half hour.
I think the last time, a couple topics back, actually, when we did our other podcast, years, not even years, two months back, but we were drinking. blue bottle stuff. It wasn't Johnny Blue.
Oh, no, that was the...
Cognac.
The Cordon Bleu.
Yeah, the Cordon Bleu. I don't remember that Cordon Bleu name.
All right, so this we're going to add a little bit of maple syrup.
Maple syrup. Is that Mrs. Buttersworth, or what do we do?
No, we go real
slow. All right, let's just make a trick. Just want to double check. Buttersworth, wasn't you?
The, you know, Nick out was out there tapping the tree the other day, I saw.
Yeah. All right, it's looking good.
Cool. What type of Dora bitters?
What type of bitters he added to that?
Agastora? I don't even know if I'm saying the right name.
Agastora? We'll Google that. I think Greg can be sharing a sip of wine.
You may want to wash it. That hasn't been washed since 1982 when I took those over from my father on the Rheingold route.
So which way?
I think I had a napkin for the wife's stole.
The rip you
now, do you want to smoke it? So we might want to dilute it with some. I have bottled water in my freight. Oh, all right, so go to the fridge. On the fridge door, I have bottles of water. We'll see how that goes. All right, Glenn. So you're going to try a little of this out of wine. We're going to smoke it out. Not sure what we'll do.
We'll leave it to Nick because this is his bourbon recipe. I'm thinking maybe like an apple wood or something. That's my. Have you seen us smoking bourbon, Dad? All right, so.
Yeah. So last time we did this.
Somebody fell off a chair?
Yeah.
Just a little. All right, so we're going to dilute it a little bit, see what Nick does.
We want to smoke it? Yeah, I was just telling Greg, what do you think? Maybe an apple?
Doesn't really bother me.
How do you normally like your bacon?
I like apple bacon.
You like your apple smoke?
I like my apple bacon.
And do me a favor. Use your finger, mix on all of it. Get the maple syrup.
Stick my finger in there and very straight and then get some water with.
All right, next thing you gotta get some bar. Get some bar footing in there. Some under a pile of dust.
The spur of the moment. All right, now we're packing it up right now. Not what you think, but we're packing it.
A little top hat smoke.
Oh, yeah, see how it goes. What do you go with tonight?
Oh, did the apple wood?
Did the apple wood? All right, let's do the apple wood.
I got it. Greg, get out of your phone. Take a picture.
Take a picture, Greg. We need a picture of this. Sit. Stick the wires. Let's get the wires down. You want me to move this wire? Let's move it by. Did I just knock somebody out? No, I didn't take a picture yet.
I'm recording it. That's a yes. I'm recording it and then putting his phone right in front of mine. Oh, so now I'm recording his call.
Oh, amazing.
All right, all right. Hopefully, I did not. It should be still on.
All right, guys, we have to restart the whole episode.
No, we're still going. You know. Thank God. Here we go. Now the wives are going to say it's too goddamn smoky down here. And we get as a
protector.
Funny, I just looked over it. And, you know, I probably haven't changed my batteries in 12 years down here, so it really doesn't make a difference. Yeah, throw a little in there.
Really?
What do you got?
No, man. It's got to aerate.
Very.
For some reason, I got smoke on the water playing in my head right now.
Oh, yeah. We'll put that in.
Top, yeah, we get a little smoke on the water background music, actually, when it's,
yeah, it fires it up.
All right.
Put the fire out. Don't burn the ball. It's a lot of slack on it. Let's give it all. All right, let's give this whirl. Salute, salute. Wow. Greg, you may like this. Give it a little sip. That's delish.
It's so funny. Now, definitely the water helped. And that smoke definitely added something to it.
That is good.
I didn't switch it up, but it's good.
I tell you, too, the smell, phenomenal.
But the bacon, everything came through now with a little of the apple.
Yeah, no, you definitely had to tamper down that bacon taste.
It's actually almost a little breakfasty drink now, like...
Yeah.
That could be a French toast in the morning.
You know, this is something that, you know, you have a sip of before you go to church on Sunday.
Father, forgive me for what I'm going to drink right now. But I may not make the rest of the mess.
I can't believe how much bacon flavor infused into that bourbon, though.
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, I just shoved a piece of bacon in my mouth.
That actually was actually really good. I kind of enjoyed that one. All right, so we'll hit that one for a little bit. So.
Need time going, Greg?
The hell of that. That's the old life cult. Kids driving you to wall, everything's good in life. Must be really good if you're pounding that margarita really quick, I just noticed. Don't worry, they're not going to listen to us.
Let's see, what are we up to time-wise?
I don't know, I think I can tell you right now, we're up to about, when I'm looking at...
It's like 21 minutes.
21 minutes, all right, so we can go like a few more minutes, please. A few more minutes, and then maybe we'll run a fun podcast. Maybe we'll get the wives down here, we'll do some laughs, some giggles, have some drinks.
Well,
you get primed up a little bit, they could laugh and make fun of us, whatever they want to do with what we do.
Well, that's the whole point of the podcast.
Right, so why not?
But, well, that's it. They're the fair weather fans. You just wait and see people out there. Because you know the wives are never going to listen to this podcast. But once we start reaching all those viewers out there and the numbers start climbing, they're going to be wearing all our swag once we get and everything else.
That's it. Can't just go to New Zealand overnight and UK overnight.
So, actually, this is what I'm doing right now. I'm calling a shout out or a call out to all, anyone who's listening to this podcast that's not our wives, go out there, share this, like this, subscribe to this,
yep,
and let's tell the wives and show them that they're wrong.
Yeah, I agree. So I say we share the heck out of this podcast today. Let's make it Greg's first initial episode. Let's make Greg famous too. We'll get Greg back here a few times, throw a little bourbon in front of him, a little bacon, and I think he wanted something with eggs next time. I don't know if we could do that, but we could
that bottom.
Yeah. The bacon. We'll do the bacon bourbon with the eggs next time.
And if anybody has a suggestion for what we should do on the show, what we should drink on the show, what we should try, it could be a recipe, could be a cocktail, could be something you found on the internet you thought was interesting.
Yeah, you let us know.
If give us a plug. Shoot us an email. Put something on Instagram. Tag us out.
Yeah. If you have a certain beer that you want us to try, give a quick review on it. Whatever, let us know, man.
Oh, I'm hoping we're going to go mobile, too.
We are mobile. I think we can bounce around a little bit. It's not going to be, right now, we're sitting in front of the wonderful gold mics. We'll show the pictures eventually on the page, what the gold mics look like and how crazy it gets. But we also got the portable mics. So when we want to run around to different breweries and different distilleries and bounce all around and show you everything that we're all about, it's actually going to be a fun ride. So I think you guys are really going to like this. So, like,
all right. So how about this? That brings us to the end of another round here with Beers, Bourbon, and Banter.
Yeah. Thanks again for listening.
Yep. I'm Nick again, along with my co-host.
Absolutely. Thanks again for guys for listening. This Greg.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Come on anytime you want. You know.
All right. So we love sharing the time with you guys and the stories that we're sharing. It's all about the tales that we tell and the drinks that we share that truly bring us together. So again, like us on social media, and we'll talk to you soon.
Beautiful. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.